Rolf, I'm sure you've had something that's happened in your life that you'd likely call the most important thing that ever happened to you. Well, my story is about a boy named Stephen Harrison who lives in Toronto, and he's about 12 years old, and this is the story that he tells about the most important thing that ever happened in his life. When he was 6, he went to a church, and he had a Sunday school teacher there who used to tell him that he needed to be saved and taught him the way of salvation. Then in the summer, they had daily vacation Bible school, and Stephen went to the Bible school. One day, a preacher was speaking about how to be saved, and he said, if you really want to be saved, you just tell God that you're sorry for your sins and you want to be saved, and he'll forgive you. So Stephen did that, and he thought, maybe I'm saved, but he wasn't sure. And after a while, he began to wonder, am I really saved? I still like to throw snowballs at people, and I still get mad, and I still do things I shouldn't, and I don't seem to be any different than I always was. Sometimes he was afraid to go to sleep because he knew the Lord was coming to get the Christians, and he was afraid he'd be left behind. But about a year and a half later, he went to some special gospel meetings, and one night the preacher was speaking on John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Stephen saw for the first time that God loved him, and that Jesus died for him, that if he would trust him, he would never go to hell, but he'd be saved. So right then and there, after the meeting closed, he talked to one of the men, and they prayed together, and Stephen, though he wasn't sure before, he was sure after that he was saved. He was not afraid to go to sleep now and the Lord come and him be left alone or left behind. What's the most important thing in your life? Have you had that most important thing happen? The saving of your souls? Why not trust the Lord Jesus like Stephen and be saved yourself today? Do it and be saved. Thanks very much for dialing our dial a message today.